Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Snap, Mariota fires a quick one. It is intercepted, picked off at the 37-yard line. Taron Johnson comes up with the pick, and the Bills have another takeaway here in the first half.
First career interception for Taron Johnson, rookie out of Weber State. Joining us, by the way, on our AT&T hotline.
Before we get to that, I want to mention the stat I teased the break. LeSean McCoy faces eight-man boxes 22% of the time. 8-plus, 22% of the time, which is not exceedingly high nor exceedingly low. It's about in the middle.
I would have guessed higher than that.
No, not.
It's closer to 50%. We will talk a little bit about the Bills' defense. Taron with us on the AT&T Outline. Taron, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Congratulations, belatedly, on your first interception.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you keep the ball?
Yeah, actually, the trainers have it right now, so they're going to ride on it and stuff.
Very nice. You got a place, you got a spot reserved for it? You know where it's going to go?
Oh, most definitely.
You say they're going to write on it. They're going to write first career interception or something like that?
Yeah.
You got to find somebody with good penmanship. I mean, what if they, you can't read what they say? You got to make sure it's a good one.
Most definitely.
That was a heck of a play. Talk a little bit about it, because it looked like, from our angle, it looked like Marcus Mariota threw the ball right to you. I mean, you must have read the play extremely well to be in the right position to make that pick.
I mean, yeah. I just kind of read the quarterback's eyes, and just that's based off of how our defense is supposed to be played. So I just read the quarterback's vision, and he had to throw the ball right where I broke.
It looks like, you're probably going to laugh, but it sure looks like things are coming easily for you as a rookie in the National Football League. You look very comfortable out there. Is it that easy? How do you feel out there?
It's not easy. I would say it's just I feel like I've been around the defense for quite some time now, going back to OTAs. So, and I have a lot of good guys around me that are helping me play fast and reassuring me that they can help me. So that's something definitely I lean on, is the guys around me, and they're out there helping me make plays.
All right, so let's not use the word easy, but in terms of your transition to the NFL and really contributing right away as a rookie, have things gone a little quicker than you anticipated? Did you think it would be maybe a little bit more difficult, or it would take more time to get used to the NFL for you?
I wouldn't say that. When I came here, my goal was to be on the field and help the team. So I just wanted to work hard and do whatever I can to get on the field. And so far, it's been going pretty well for me, and I just want to continue to help the defense.
Listen, Taron, we're worried about you, okay? You're playing well. That's not the concern. But you really play a physical brand of football. You love getting involved, and I need you to be out there. So how do you approach that part of the game? You don't shy away from tackles, clearly, but you've been playing through some injuries, and you're probably still banged up at this point.
I mean, I just feel like it's part of the game. But it's all good. That's just how I play. I feel like there's no other way to play football. So if I'm going to be out there, I'm going to be going 100 miles an hour, regardless of what's wrong with me, honestly. So that's just how I'm built, I feel like.
What about the challenges of playing in the slot, being the corner in there, as opposed to being outside? How is that something you did a lot in college anyway, or has this been a change for you?
This has definitely been a change for me. I haven't played that much. In college, I was mainly outside corner, but here just playing inside, I mean, I've learned a lot about the nickel position, and I just want to master it the best I can. to continue making plays.
What was the biggest challenge about moving inside for you?
Just basically, like, I'm more in the box. Like you said, it's a lot more physical position than an outside corner. I'm doing a lot more tackling. I'm in linebacker fit sometimes. So that's definitely probably the biggest challenge, being that I'm kind of smaller compared to the linebackers. So the guys I'm going in there tackling are most of the time a lot bigger than me.
Do you, you know, the defense overall, you guys got off to a rough start, and then, you know, it started changing towards the back end of the Chargers game, and now the last three games have been pretty good. What do you think is the reason why the defense has turned around and looked, well, the way people thought they were going to be, as good as people thought they could be, these last three games now?
Well, I just feel like the coaches did a good job these last couple games, just simplifying it, just having the mentality that we're not going to put too much on our plate. We just want to play fast and play smart.
We're with Taron Johnson here on the AT&T Hotline. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, to step back from the day-to-day of the National Football League. You probably don't actually do this, Taron, but your story, you know, you didn't get, I think, like one scholarship offer coming out of high school. You end up going to Weber State, no offense to the FCS, and now you're here in the NFL. Do you ever get a chance to stop and think about the path you've taken and where you were and how you've come this far?
Oh, every day.
Okay.
I mean, every day. I feel like it's a blessing. I'm thankful for every day I'm in this league. And, hopefully I'm here for a very long time. That's just my goal.
How were you able to do it? How were you able to pull it off? That's not an easy path to travel, you know, the way you went from high school to college and now to the pros in the draft.
I couldn't even really tell you. I just kind of, like, had it on my mind. Like, even in high school, my goal was to make the NFL. So, I mean, if going to Weber State is what I had to do, that's just what it was. I mean, I know it's not a big school like that, but they had all the tools that I needed to get to where I'm at today. So I'm thankful for them as well.
I was told your favorite sports memory is the Saints winning the Super Bowl. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Now, you're from Sacramento. Are you a Saints fan, though?
Yeah, so my dad is from New England, so he's a Saints fan, so it kind of left off on me growing up. So that's just the story of why I'm a Saints fan. But, yeah, so I was a big, big Drew Brees fan.
Well, did you watch the game the other night when he set the record?
Yes, I did.
Do you have like a Brees jersey?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
All right. If you ever play against New Orleans, at least I know who you'll be looking for after the game.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to ask you about, I was reading up on your bio in the Bills Media Guide, all right? And one of the things you had to answer was your dream job outside of sports. And you said a designer. Designer of what?
I'm real into fashion, so I like clothes and stuff. So I'd say probably of some type of clothes. I really like that type of thing.
Okay. So, do you pride yourself as one of the best dressed guys on the team?
I try to. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of guys out here that take pride in that, though. So I'm trying to get on their level.
All right. If it wasn't you, who is the best dressed Buffalo Bill?
Ooh. I like how Ray McLeod dresses.
Okay,
he's pretty swaggy out there. Like that's, I like his style.
Right. At least you got someone to shoot for. Nice to see the rookies are contributing to this. Well, again, congratulations on the pick, and really the season's gone so well for you. Congratulations. Stay healthy and play well the rest of the season.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Taron Johnson joining us, the rookie draft pick, fourth-round pick from Weber State, having a very strong first year for the Bills, among the young players on defense who are standing out so far.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.